We've got Steve on the line. He has a great question. A contractor's due to his house in a few minutes, and he wants to know what questions to ask. So we're going to bring him on the line. But it is also the 9:20 break, and Rosie's here to help keep me on track to not blow over our promotions. We do have two Arizona State Park passes, good for any of one of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Roper Lake. I bet that's pretty down south of Thatcher. Oh, yeah. You want to talk about a great place to go see some wildflowers. Man, that one, and there's a Dankwood Pond is nearby there, too. So you got two great state parks and a beautiful part of Arizona very few people get to. So the trivia question that was posed in our weekly email newsletter that went out Thursday is, where was the photo taken in our March 2019 home maintenance calendar? We have a photo contest that listeners can listen to and send us wildlife or landscape photos, and you, the listening audience, votes on those, and we put them into the month that's most appropriate for them. Where was March's photo taken? You can see that in our 2019 home maintenance calendar. Text that answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner during bottom of the hour news. Let's get to Steve and see how we can help him before said contractor shows up. Steve, tell us about the projects you're looking to get done.
Good morning, fellas. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller, but my wife wants to fill in a sunken living room that we have, and I'm taking a stab on this and figuring Rosie's done a number of these in his career. But here are my questions. If we're going to fill that in, what I know about filling in with using concrete is you got to keep the concrete moist enough so that it dries and cures appropriately and doesn't crack. So how is a contractor going to do that inside my house when I've got a couple of walls that have wallboard on them, and I've got one wall that's a sliding door out to the backyard? Tell me what I would need to be asking this kind of contractor to make sure I know what I'm doing here.
And the sliding door is down at the lower floor level?
Correct, yes.
Well, that'll be your biggest challenge. As far as keeping the moisture off the sheetrock and all of that, that won't be a problem. And you are right. We do want to do that in concrete. Some people will do it in what we call sleeper floor joists, but that's a terrible place to put wood down there below grade. Makes a condition conducive for termite infestation. So what you're going to want to do, don't worry about the moisture. It doesn't have any place to go except stay in the concrete. It can't leach through to the ground through the ABC fill like it would if you were pouring a driveway or a new slab. It's going to have all the moisture it needs.
Rosie, I thought you had to keep putting water on that concrete while it was curing.
Not when it's sitting in a hole inside your house.
And I don't water concrete I pour at all anymore. It's a trick I learned from Excalibur Concrete. But instead of spraying it, because he was saying, especially as the warmer times of the years, you could be shocking the concrete by introducing cold water onto it, even if you waited a couple hours, because as it's hydrating, it creates heat. All they do is they tarp it, and that tarp keeps the moisture locked in, so it has a real nice, slow, gradual. And when you see a concrete slab that's tarped versus one that was sprayed or one that wasn't doing anything at all, I mean, it sells you right there. That's the way to do it.
Now, Steve, sometimes when you're coming up to the existing raised floor elevation, the concrete, as it hydrates, will want to create a curled lip right there. And you may have to get in there and just grind that down, depending on what floor covering you're going to put back when you're completely done. But that's perfectly acceptable. Your concrete isn't going to be exposed to direct sunlight. It's the most harmful thing to concrete is a warm breeze, a warm, dry breeze sucking the moisture off the surface. You're not going to be exposed to that. You're going to be fine. We like to pour the concrete at about 3,000 PSI, which is more than most guys like it, so you have to ask for that. And you don't want them to pour it at any more than a 6-inch slump. And you get 3,000 PSI, 6-inch slump, and concrete pin it to the raised slabs, it's going to be there till the cows come home.
You know, about that warm breeze, though, that may be a problem because my wife says every time I talk with a lot of hot air.
Well, take a road trip while they're doing this.
Hey, but you originally said my biggest problem will be the sliding door that's down at grade level now. What did you mean by that?
Well, those are standard 80 inches high. And you're either going to have to get in there and raise the header and reset it at the new floor height, which is what I'd recommend, because you're not going to want to, you know, you're probably at about a 4.5 or 6 inch step, and you're not going to want to go to a 74 inch
door,
patio door, custom made, weird size. You know, you're going to have to raise that header and get that door back up at the right height.
So we appreciate the call.
I wish everybody would call before the contractor.
Right? That would make it a lot easier than the ones.
Man.
I should have called ahead of time, but now I've got this problem and I'm stuck. Problems are a lot easier to solve before they're created than afterwards, that's for sure. It's Rosie on the House.